entirely different female perspective is given, using the words that echo the witnesses at the gate. Naomi's plans were to secure Ruth's future, and Boaz's promise was to be Ruth's redeemer. But the men of the town saw this only as securing the deceased male line. The women returned the focus to the true motivation of the events, to benefit the living. In chapter 1, they were initially surprised at the return of Naomi. And all they could say is, "Can this be Naomi?" They offered no assistance and ignored Ruth. But now she's married to the most prominent man in the town and has had his child. Their tune changes, and they're accepting Naomi again. For all their mention of the Lord in their blessings, how much of their acceptance is driven not by the Jewish faith, but through their rise of their social standing? This is very much a New Testament warning also. We have spent 4 Sundays immersed in the book of Ruth, a story that starts with tragedy and ends in perfect justice, where no good deed is left unrewarded. What is the final takeaway? The extraordinary power of love in the form of Hesed and the audacious acts of kindness it motivates have created a community into which someone would want to bring a child. The kind of love Ruth showed was meant to be at the core of the Israelite being. They were to love the Lord with all their heart, and their neighbour as themselves. When Jesus was asked, "What is the greatest commandment?" he answered with that there are actually these two. And so love of God and neighbour cannot be separated. Difficult as even this can be at times, the Jews were also given a third commandment, to love the stranger as themselves. Yet Ruth, the foreigner, was the one who showed Israel what this meant. Again, with the example of the Good Samaritan, a despised foreigner showed what it meant to love the foreigner in their midst, who is no more than a neighbour. Our final takeaway from this is, go thou and do likewise. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this little book of Ruth, written over 3,000 years ago. And Lord, it might be an old book, but we face the same things in our society. Lord, may we trust you. May we discern what is behind the law and what is good and just. And may we have the wisdom to discern those on whom your favour rests. Amen.